Memphis's famous Peabody Hotel is just a drug test away from announcing its new Duckmaster. For longer than most Memphians can remember, a Duckmaster has marched the hotel's brood of quacking residents across the lobby on scheduled daily walks. Silas Harris has been the Peabody's Duckmaster for 22 years. He'll leave that position sometime next week when the new Duckmaster steps in. Silas Harris joins us from the Peabody in Memphis. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Harris.
You're so very welcome.
What's it take to be a good Duckmaster?
Well, you have to have a love for kids, and you really have to care for animals.
Yeah.
Especially fowl. You make a bond, and it's a relationship that goes on until we get the next group, which we change them out every 3 to 4 months.
So they come from the wild?
They do.
And they're released back there after being trained?
Exactly.
They don't wind up on the menu?
Oh, no, never. No one here in the hotel, I think, even care for duck.
For folks who haven't seen it, there are few more charming sights than to see 8 or 9 little ducks just strolling across your lobby at the appointed hour, right before 5 o'clock every night?
We march them twice a day. We bring them down at 11 a.m. every morning, and we take them back up at 5 p.m.
And they play some kind of tune, not the ducks, but somebody plays some kind of music, right?
Yes, it's a King Cotton March is what we call it.
How do you train ducks to do that, sir?
What we do is practice several times in a kind of setting that they would be in as far as our lobby area. And we feed them good, and the water is good and clean, and in an environment like this, they love it.
They really like to perform, don't they?
They do.
So Mr. Harris, why are you leaving?
Well, I've put up my time. I'm 61 years old, and I've been in the business for 45 years.
Do you ever have a favorite duck over the years?
We had a set here. They were so charming, which we actually don't like for people to feed them. I mean, they're not pets. But they would respond to your voice, and you could actually say, well, stop, guys. Let's get your pictures taken. And, I mean, they would actually stop.
Aww.
Then we'd tell them, let's go. It's time.
You going to miss any of this job, Mr. Harris?
Well, I tell you, I will. This is just like home for me. I love my job.
Well, Mr. Harris, it's been awfully nice talking to you, sir.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine.
Silas Harris in Memphis, who's soon to retire as the Alpha Duck, if you please, at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis.